Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out, traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Arity, which means I'm not too crazy about upgrades. So they upgraded the TV, so naturally I can't figure out how to turn the TV on. I grab the remote and I'm trying to turn it on, and somebody says, "Well, that's the remote for the air conditioner." Now, I actually was the last person that I know of to have the flip phone. I love the flip phone because you answer the phone, you talk, you take the phone, you put it back in your pocket, and you don't have to stare at the thing all day. So I go fishing, and I got a phone call, and I got the flip phone, and it flipped out of my hand and landed in the ocean. So my community got me another phone, which is an iPhone, you know, which is an upgrade. Well, I love it. You know, you can text, you can send pictures, and you take pictures, and I can put them in the bulletin. I can tell you how to get to one place to the next. Upgrades can be really good. Now, the reason I say that is because in the letter to the Hebrews that we just heard today, it tells us the reason why God sent His Son into the world is so that we could get an upgrade. Do you remember what it said with the upgrade? Do you remember what the upgrade is? Consecration. That God sent His Son into the world to consecrate us to Himself. So what does that mean? What does it mean to text a little bit? So I belong to a running club. And I got to host a Christmas party for the running club last week. They call it the holiday party. But anyway, we had the Christmas party, and it was just a room full of happy people. Not just because we all have something in common, we run together, but everybody has some great news to share. Some of them said that they just got engaged, some of them just got married, some of them just had a baby for the first time. Some of them just graduated and got a doctorate, they're in a doctorate program, some of them published books. One of the guys there last September ran a marathon so he could qualify for the Boston Marathon. This is his dream, was to always run the Boston Marathon. Get this. He missed the cut by 3 seconds. 3 seconds. Can you imagine how devastating that is? Well, see, with the club, the Boston Marathon people gave us 4 bibs, you know, because we volunteer for them. And the guy that missed the cut by 3 seconds was announced at the Christmas party that he, for the first time, is going to run the Boston Marathon. It was being in the room, just hearing one happy thing after the other. It was a piling on of good stuff. That's what it means to belong. I mean, look at Elizabeth in the gospel today. She was barren her whole life. She's going to give birth to John the Baptist, which is a big thing. Yet there's more. John the Baptist is going to be a great prophet that is going to prophesy God's will to people. And yet there's more. While John the Baptist is in her womb, he leaps for joy to communicate to her mother that something very special is happening, that God promised to bring the Savior of the world into the world. Well, now the Savior is in the world. But it's even more than that, that the Savior of the world is now in her house. He's going to be there for 3 days. And the mother of the Son is going to be helping her in her old age with her pregnancy. It's just like piling on one good news after the other. And she was so overwhelmed with all this good stuff that she said to Mary, "Why? Why? Why is God so good to me? And the reason why is the letter to the Hebrews. You belong. You belong. So that's what Christmas means. Christmas is to remind us, enjoy the upgrade.